Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Attorney General Bill Barr says he is extremely distressed by the uptick in hate crimes against the Jewish community. He was in Borough Park this morning meeting with Jewish leaders.
We've seen a marked increase of this violence and discriminatory, the whole range of discriminatory practices up to and including violent acts. We're seeing it around the country.
Barr says he wants every U.S. attorney to provide a point of contact for reporting hate crimes to their office and to establish protocols for keeping in touch with the Jewish community on these matters. The latest case locally came in Lower Manhattan, where anti-Semitic graffiti and swastikas were found scrawled on the walls of an apartment building. Some of the graffiti is just outside the apartment of a woman who lost relatives in the Holocaust. So far, no arrest. Police in Florida have arrested Wolfgang Halbig. The name may not ring a bell, but he's a former contributor to InfoWars, the online show hosted by far-right provocateur Alex Jones. Halbig doesn't just claim the Sandy Hook shooting was a hoax. He's tormented parents of the first graders who died in that massacre. He's released their personal information and sent them what he claimed were photos of their dead children grown up. Halbig was arrested after a complaint by one of the parents, Leonard Posner. Halbig posted online a credit background report for Posner, which included his address and other personal information. Halbig is charged with unlawful possession of personal identification. Posner is living in hiding. Health Secretary Alex Azar and the Centers for Disease Control will provide an update today on the coronavirus outbreak. The CDC has issued its strongest travel warning yet, urging Americans to avoid all non-essential travel to China. The coronavirus death toll is 106 in China, up from 80 yesterday. The number of infections has reached 4,500, with almost 1,000 considered severe. Hong Kong has suspended rail and ferry connections from mainland China and cut the number of flights in half.
Chief Executive Carrie Lam says both the high-speed rail station and the regular train station will be closed. She stopped short of a total closing of the border, but says flights from the mainland would also be reduced. China's death toll from a new viral disease that's causing mounting global concern has risen to over 100 as the US and other governments prepare to fly their citizens out of the locked-down city Wuhan at the center of the outbreak. As well, Asian stock markets have tumbled for a second day, dragged down by worries about the virus's global economic impact. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There have been 5 confirmed coronavirus cases in the United States. Suffolk County has announced it has launched a top-to-bottom internal probe of how the county's Department of Social Services handled the case of an 8-year-old boy, Thomas Valva. The Center Mariches boy died from hypothermia after sleeping in an unheated garage. His father, Michael Valva, an NYPD transit officer, and fiancé Angela Paulina have been charged with second-degree murder. Child Protective Services has filed abuse and neglect complaints against the couple. President Trump comes to New Jersey tonight. He'll hold a campaign rally in Wildwood, just up the shore from Cape May. That's New Jersey's second congressional district, represented by Jeff Van Drew. He recently switched from Democrat to Republican and pledged undying support to Mr. Trump. Expect protesters, too. There are many Democrats vying to unseat Van Drew, and they're expected to attend a counter rally. The keynote speaker is to be Martin Luther King III. The nation's libraries are holding their own against competition from movies, sporting events, museums, concerts, casinos, and other activities. A Gallup poll finds Americans last year visited the library on average 10.5 times, about twice as many times as they went to the movies. That also compares favorably to concerts or theatrical events in national or historic parks. Trips to amusement parks and zoos were the least common activities on the list.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.